This is episode 173 of Extraordinary Women Radio. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. As I record this today, we are 2 weeks away from Extraordinary Women Ignite virtual conference with extraordinary changemaker women joining us from all around the world. I am so excited. I cannot wait. This conference is all about raising up our businesses in 2021 and getting out and making the impact our world needs right now. I invite you to join us on November 5th through 7th. It's all online this year. And be sure to check out the extraordinary lineup of speakers we have joining us at camigellner.com/ignite. Use the promotional code CONNECT and get $100 off of your ticket. Today's guest is one of our amazing speakers who will be sharing her wisdom at Ignite. Tamara Golden is the owner, founder, and CEO of JourneyWorks Retreats, a full-service retreat strategy and planning company operating across the U.S. and the world. From do-it-yourself courses to done-for-you services, JourneyWorks Retreats supports coaches, healers, and creatives in crafting custom retreats that grow their brand through accelerated outcomes for their clients while increasing re-enrollments, referrals, and revenues for their business. Tamara has combined her 20 years in travel, event planning, and coaching into a proprietary retreat strategy and planning system that successfully helps our clients design, market, fill, and monetize their retreats. I can't wait for her talk at Ignite. She's going to be bringing so much wisdom to the room. I love retreats, and I'm so excited to have her share her wisdom. Today, let me introduce you to Tamara Golden. Hello, Tamara. It is so great to have you on Extraordinary Women Radio today. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Cami. It's so good to be here.
Yeah, and I am so thrilled you are going to be joining us as a speaker at the Extraordinary Women Ignite virtual conference, which is just 2 weeks from today as we're recording. And you're going to be talking about the business of bonding, why retreats lead to more clients and more money. I am so excited for that talk.
Thank you. It's one that I love to deliver. I love sharing with people my passion around retreats, both as a revenue builder for their business, but obviously as a way of doing that, the magical deep dive work that we're probably all, many of us called to do with our clients.
Yeah, I think that deep dive work is the most inspirational work that we get to do. And when we get to do retreats, and I'm so excited to learn from you and just your wisdom on how do you really create a solid retreat part of your business, you know, to grow your business to that next level. So I'm super excited about that.
No, I will be sharing much more at Ignite, and I'm really, really happy for, you know, for all the folks who are going to be there and getting to share my passion and my wisdom with them. So I'm super, super excited for Ignite coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. So you and I have had a lot of conversations recently, and what I really admire is your steadfast way in which you have approached 2020. As a business owner who is really focused on live in-person events, you have really claimed that superpower of not pivoting in this craziness of this year and really staying true to your mission. And that's something that I've actually been talking a lot about. It's like really stay in your lane of genius and own these gifts of who you are and how you serve. And I think I really admire you for even, you know, just because that's what your business is. It's live in-person events. And yet you have found this way to really stay true to your mission. Share more about this.
I will. And, you know, it's probably something that all of us have grappled with in 2020. Yes. I'm sure we've all been grappling with
totally.
A lot of things, and
right.
We're probably going to be covering a good range of those, personal and professional, today in our talk. But, you know, when back in March and April, when COVID first came on the scene and we went into the global lockdown, you know, I work, and I'm going to be very clear with everyone, I work at the intersection of the two things we have not been permitted to do since March, and that is gather in person. That's what retreats are, in-person
right.
gatherings,
right.
and travel, because a lot of my retreats, I mean, my company, we support retreats across the US, but also across the globe.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, I was faced with a scenario where I essentially could not operate my business in the way that I've been used to operating it. I mean, that's my raison d'être. That's what I do.
Right.
So I had to get, I know I've shared this with you and I'm going to share it with your listeners. You know, I had to get really quiet, and I have a regular meditation practice, and I am one of those, you know, raised East Coast, now live on the West Coast. So I'm one half very practical, foot in reality, and the other half of me is very woo-woo and spiritual. And I when it comes to those big questions, I go in and up for the answers. And yes. I have to tell you, in March and April, I did a lot of in and up.
I think we were all doing a lot of in and up.
A lot of in and up. So, right. You know, just sitting with, because, you know, if you can think back to that time, the buzzword of the day was pivot.
Right.
How are you going to pivot your business? What are you going to do to pivot? Oh, what are you going to do to pivot online? How are you going to pivot your services to go on? I mean, it was just an incessant message we were all getting.
And you know what? I even ran a series on my Facebook group about what if it's not about the pivot. Mm. So you and I were already aligned in that thinking. So I love that that was, you had to go inside to really listen, despite all the noise that was around you.
So I went inside, I got quiet. I went inside for the answer, and I literally asked, you know, what am I supposed to be doing right now? Where am I supposed to go with this? And the message that I got repeatedly, and the message that I still get repeatedly, is that I am exactly where I am supposed to be. In other words, and I can talk a little bit more about this when we get to really in talking about my company, but for me, retreats isn't just what I do. It's my mission, my vision, my why. It's a means to a bigger mission and vision and why. And so I just got, you know, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. What you need to be doing is, you know, honing your craft, getting all your processes and procedure in place for your business, and actually preparing to scale. Because when we get through this, you're going to be real busy, you know? Right. And so that I had to kind of lock into that. But, you know, it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy.
Right. Because you're in the midst of all this noise going on around you. You're getting these internal messages that are saying, stay true, stay true. How did you trust? I mean, what was the way that you really knew that you had to trust that inner wisdom?
Well, there's a few different things that I'll share with you and with your listeners. So, you know, I would say if you ask me what my biggest challenge in navigating 2020 is, it would be staying true to that trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's true for all of us, right? I don't care what faith-based you are, or even if you don't even have a faith, all of us get what I like to call downloads. We get these snippets of like divine truth, if you will, you know, with these moments of inspiration where you just know that you are on the right path and you're locked into what you're supposed to be doing. But staying true to that course and trusting that is challenging. It's challenging. And so, you know, there's been the uncertainty of 2020, and that was kind of the roller coaster of emotion. It's, oh, we're opening back up. No, we're shutting back down. Oh, we're opening back up. No, we're shutting back down. Oh, could we be opening back up? No, we're shutting back down.
Right.
So there was kind of that riding that wave of optimism. Ooh, pessimism. Oh, optimism. Ooh, pessimism. So I had to ride that wave, as I'm sure all of us have.
Exactly.
But in answer to your question, how do I stay true? Is I have to keep going back to that source. I have to keep to my meditation practice. I have to keep the faith. And I've had my moments of meltdown, and I've had my moments of doubt, and I've had my moments of uncertainty, certainly, as I'm sure we all have. But I keep going back to look up in and up for the answers, and I keep getting the same consistent response when I do.
Right. And you probably, in the midst of all of that, were having events, client events that were being canceled, were being postponed, where can we do it in the fall? Can we do it, you know, it's been such a crazy year for managing to, I mean, I, even in my business, you know, I had a retreat that was meant to happen in May. We moved it to the fall. We got close to the fall. We decided, you know, I started calling people, are you wanting to travel? They're like, no, I'm not ready to travel. So we've had to make a lot of adjustments. The Ignite event, which is, you know, I'm in my sixth year of doing this event. And when I got really clear, when I went inside to figure out, you know, is this a virtual event? Is this a live event? What, how do I make that decision? I did go inside and I leveraged a pendulum. I leveraged, you know, just being so super focused on what's the right thing right now for my community. And I think that's what we've had to do. We've had to be in this space of being able to maneuver through it. So how did you manage in the, especially when you think about, okay, so you've got this really, really clear message that your business is spot on, your mission, your vision is spot on. At the same time, your clients were having to make some shifts in the mix of it. How did you show up for those clients?
Well, a couple of different ways, Cammie. I mean, I've definitely consulted with some clients on switching a live event to a virtual one. And I want to say, I know a lot of people who have had tremendous success with virtual events and virtual retreats, both from a transformative point of view and from a revenue, you know, conversion point of view. So I'm not here to downplay or downgrade the importance of virtual events, because I think they're here to stay. And I think moving forward, what we're going to probably see more and more is a hybrid model, that people will continue to do the virtual events and maybe even some virtual retreats. But then as we gradually get back to in person, we will also swing back.
And we're hungry for those.
Oh, we are so hungry. You think? I would say craving and twitching and jonesing is more like the word for it. But so I both had to support some of my clients in going virtual, but I got real clear for me, I didn't want to switch my business to doing virtual retreats. Like, that to me is just not, you mentioned your lane. That's not my lane. I'm happy for it to be somebody else's lane. Mm-hmm. And I can consult on those and I can support people with them, but I don't want to be forever running virtual retreats. Okay. Right. So I got very clear on that. But with other people, it was helping them to navigate the cancellation, the rescheduling, and then the rescheduling of the rescheduling, as you just pointed out, with the kind of, with the ongoing uncertainty, because none of us expected, when we were heading into the summer, I think we all expected that the fall was going to be looking very different than it is right now. And we're still stuck in that certain uncertainty, wondering if 2021 is going to be different. So, you know, I think it's just, it's been helping my clients to manage their meeting their needs, whether that was moving a live event to virtual or rescheduling their live event, and continuing that conversation. All right, where are we now? Do we need to move it again? Right. Where do we move it to?
And I will say that I actually have done some face-to-face this summer. So a couple of ways I've done it. So I do my equine vision journey retreats with my horses. And so this was all outdoors. And so I kept them small. I made them groups of six or less. And so it was my VIP clients that I brought in for this. And I tell you what, they were just, it was just such the perfect year to offer that kind of space. And I also hosted VIP strategy days at a hotel with just four women to a session. And again, those are my high level clients, and they were able to really work on building their business. And we were able to do the social distancing within the space that we had. And we all felt very comfortable with it. So I think there's ways that we can look at, you know, even during this time, how do we socially distance and come together in community? Because that the whole aspect of community is so powerful for us as women entrepreneurs, and really leveling up our businesses, to be able to lean into each other, to be able to do that soulful deep work is so critical and so important to maneuvering through the craziness of this year.
Yeah. And you said something earlier, Cammie, that I think is the absolute secret and key to how you move forward as an entrepreneur. And that is to really listen to what your tribe wants and is ready for and is comfortable with. Because I'm here to tell you that I know people who are conducting retreats right now as we speak, in-person live retreats. You just mentioned you found a way to do it with a small group. Most of these are small, intimate, 4 to 6 people. I know someone who's done as large as 12. So it's not to say that you can't do them. The question is, are your clients seeking this? Are they wanting this? Are they craving this? Are they willing to gather in person? And is there a way that you can do it that is going to keep everybody safe? Because, and by the way, I just came back from a VIP day in Denver. I got on plane, flew to Denver, took a car up into the Rockies and met with my business coach for a day long VIP. So people are willing right now to gather and travel and have in-person experiences. And I think there's a desire, a deep desire and need within people to have those right now. The question is how you do it that makes people feel safe. And I'd like to really, I'm trying to be at the forefront of that conversation because I see that we've become so polarized as a nation. It's like black and white. We've forgotten that there's a middle zone of gray, that there is a way that we can move forward into normalcy. It's just, we've got to do it in a slightly different manner right now. Mm. And the small groups, the retreats, they're the first events that are going to come back. And so I'm feeling really good that we're still right around the corner from being able to do that.
Yeah. And I think that the healing power of retreats in the midst, and you know, just talking about the status of our world right now and all of the you know, the divide that's there, the tragedy that's happening with fires, the flooding. I mean, there's just so much intensity around us, the election, you know, just weeks away. All of this is just so much intensity. And I mean, even with Ignite, so this is part of what I'm, you know, as I'm planning Ignite right now. And to me, it has to be a healing, loving circle for people to come together. Even though it is virtual, it's like creating that is one of my core pieces that I want to be bringing to it, because it is so important right now that we find ways to turn down the noise that's all around us and be able to even hear that inner wisdom that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. And you mentioned it earlier, but I think it bears repeating that right now, and this is what I love about, you know, the retreat that you're, retreats that even are happening online, but your virtual event like Ignite, we, I think, as human beings, but particularly I would venture to say as women, we really need connection and we really need to feel that sense of community because, you know, this intensified and prolonged feeling of isolation that we've all been thrust into, whether it's on a personal level, on a professional level, we need to come together in a circle. There's a reason why women came together in circles, you know, historically. It's that it's to create that support, that sense of bonding. And as human beings, we absolutely need that. And so it's beautiful that we're at least virtually able to still provide that to some degree.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's the, and I know that's the title of your talk, The Business of Bonding, right? So it's that, right? So it's that, that power that happens when we are in circle with each other. And that's where we can really break through some of the noise that's around us and help us see above the clouds.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, the one of the things I love about retreat, and it's a little bit more challenging to do it virtually, but it can be done, is creating that sacred space. So allowing yourself uninterrupted, undisturbed time and space, and allowing yourself to kind of step into a different heart space, a different mind space that is open to receive. And receive learning, receive growth, receive wisdom, receive healing, receive care, connection, and community. And it's really that I think retreats for me and the virtual events like Ignite are a vessel for receptivity. That's really what they are at their core.
I love that. Totally love that. That feels so good because it's, you know, opening. I mean, I can right now, even as you're saying that, I'm wanting to put my arms up in the air into that receiving mode, right? It's like, there's so much power in opening up our bodies to that experience. So I love that. What have been some of the silver linings of 2020 for you?
Well, that's, and I'm glad you asked because, you know, I think, I know you're very spiritually minded. So am I, and probably so are a lot of your listeners. And I think, you know, again, it doesn't really matter what faith you practice. I think all of us understand that things happen for a reason. And I think the older you get, the more you realize that they either happen or don't happen, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, one thing to ask is, what is the gift that 2020 has given me? What is the opportunity that 2020 has given me? Because there are always silver linings, and I look at them as gifts and opportunities. Those are the words that I use. And so the gifts that 2020 have given me, well, we talked about it, laser clear focus. I mean, I know what I am here to do now. If I didn't know it before, I damn well know it now.
Yes.
So just laser clarity, right? The second is that it's actually given me the opportunities to take some time out and spend more time on my business rather than in my business. And what that means is that I've reached out to and met so many new professionals this year. I mean, you being one of them.
Yes, I've
taken the time to attend online meetings and sessions I would not have had a chance to with people all across the country, and then followed up with those people, had one-on-ones, amazing conversations. And I have met so many phenomenal, most of them female practitioners who are doing just beautiful things in the world. And that's been so energizing for me. And some of these people will be collaborators. Some of them may be clients, but it's just been phenomenal, that aspect. And then I would say the third thing is actually thinking about and allowing to sort of drop in a complete shift in how I'm going to end up doing business moving forward. And that probably, I don't say probably, it may not have happened had I not been given the space to really sit with a lot of my processes and procedures and think about how I do things differently moving forward. So that's been a real gift.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just mirror the one on meeting, you know, more people. I mean, you and I met in an eWomen Platinum gathering online. And like you said, we would not have met each other had we been going full bore and, you know, not taking that opportunity to meet one another virtually. So, I love that these deeper connections can take place with people from all, you know, just about anywhere. Even Ignite. I mean, when I look at Ignite, we've got people coming from, Italy. We've got, a woman from Australia. So we really are getting a bigger global presence through this by being virtual. So there can be some definite silver linings in that.
Absolutely. And I mean, those meetings have transcended the boundaries of the US. I mean, I've had meetings with people overseas as well. It's been, it's been really phenomenal. And that, again, would never, those meetings and conversations, I venture to say, most of them would never have happened had I not been sitting at home and had the wherewithal and the time to make them happen.
Yeah. So how has the experience of 2020 changed you personally or professionally?
Ooh, I love that question. So I think I've just touched on the professional, where I've got very clear on my mission and my vision. And it's also, I'm going to be going from a done with you course model and putting more emphasis in my company on a done for you retreat package model. And happy to say more about that if we have the time. But I've gotten, you know, just really made a shift in this that I'm offering moving forward. So I'd say professional. It's also given me the time and space, as I mentioned, to work on my business. So I've been working on putting more processes and procedures. You know, all as business owners, there are those things you know you need to get to, but they sit on the back burner and they sit on the back burner and they sit on the back burner, but you know they're important. They're the little devil in the detail kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Well, I've now had a chance to finally get come full circle and come around back to those. So that's felt really good because I've gotten myself in a position where when this all opens up again, I will be ready and I will be ready to scale. And that's exciting. personally, I'm going to be very, very authentic with you here, because I would say I have learned to identify what some of my deeper demons are, you know, dealing with uncertainty, dealing with scarcity, dealing with issues of fear, all of the things that we've all had to grapple with these past several months. And it's, I've had a chance to revisit what some of those buttons are that get pushed in me and how I choose to handle them, and really putting much more emphasis on getting my self-care routine really down pat. And that's, you know, whether we're in pandemic, whether we're out of pandemic, whether I'm traveling, whether I'm at home, but really understanding, what are the things that keep me grounded? What are the things that keep me sane? What are the things that I need in my life to keep me moving forward? I've gotten just, again, crystal clarity on that, on the personal side.
What's your ritual look like?
My ritual. So I wake up in the morning, cuddle with my dogs. animals to me are, I mean, they are just my godsend. So I get some of that doggy loving energy. I meditate. Somewhere in there, there's a cup of coffee, but either before or after the meditation. And then I break my day up into my work day up into three windows. I take a break kind of midday. So I have a morning window of work, where I tend to do more of my cerebral thinking. That's kind of my cerebral time. Uh-huh. I do, I take a break midday. In the afternoon, I do my meetings. That's when I like to get online and have, you know, conversations with people, collaborators, potential clients, you know, venue providers. I have those meetings in the afternoon. I take another break. I take an afternoon nap, by the way. Pandemic has brought to
Love
me
it.
The afternoon nap. And I think that people, that's here to stay.
one of my clients has been doing that as well. And she's like, this is like the best gift I've given myself this year. So I love that.
Totally. Well, I have to say, I have to brag for a minute. I come from a long line of napping champions in my family. My father, my grandfather both took an afternoon nap. So I now understand why. So the afternoon nap, then I get up. I like to work out in the afternoon, late afternoon. I then like to have an early supper, because I tend to do intermittent fasting. So I have an early supper, and then I go back to work, and I have a 2-hour block of work in the evening where I'm catching up on emails, thinking through, you know, what the next day or the next few days brings. It's kind of my more big picture strategic thinking planning time. So that's how I break my day up. And then I do an evening meditation, 2 hours in the evening. I read, I meditate, and I just sort of gradually do the things I need to do to begin to, you know, shut down, wind down, and prepare myself for a good night's sleep. So 2 hours, no electronics, and just kind of doing some things around the house and winding down and meditating for the evening.
Oh, I love that. You know, I started working with an Ayurvedic coach in January of this year, and it couldn't have been a more perfect timing, right? It was, and it just, so many of those same principles that you just talked about have been incorporated into my life. And I dabbled in meditation. I've always been a journaler. But I have a much better practice, but even more so, I really adopted some really solid food practices and nutrition practices in this year. So while many people have put on weight over the year, I've actually lost weight this year, which has been awesome.
Good for you.
And, you know, so I think these things of self-care, the space that we can create for ourselves and finding whatever that rhythm is for our own daily rituals is so, so important to staying in this very grounded space, to be able to stay out of the noise, to be able to pull yourself out of the noise and come back home to yourself.
Yeah. And I have to say, speaking of noise, I am on social media very little right now because it's become just a very odd place to be these days. And I don't ever watch the news. So you notice there's no television. We don't own a television. I don't watch mainstream media. And so that's part of my self-care ritual is, you know, of course, I have to keep abreast as somebody in the travel space of at least what's going on with in the world of travel and boundaries and borders open up and things of that sort. But I do it to just the bare minimum that I need to be, knowledgeable for my business, but otherwise I really, and by the way, we also have begun doing some very small gatherings. You talk about, you know, going to Ayurvedic in January. We had the, we had the serendipity to have built an outdoor entertainment space on the side of our house in February.
Oh, nice.
And boy, have we been milking that for all of these many months. And we do some, we have coffee out there in the morning. I meditate out there. We do afternoon naps out there, but we also have entertained very small groups, you know, two other couples at a time, max six of us, so we can respect the social distancing. But we've been entertaining a little bit here and there as we've been permitted to do small gatherings here in Southern California. And that's been a godsend because I've got to, you know, we love to entertain and I need that interaction with other human beings. It's interesting because I swing toward introversion, but I'll tell you what, I need to be around other people. So I can't even imagine, you know, what folks who are doing who are in total isolation and or who are extroverts. Yeah.
Right. I actually have a couple of extrovert clients who have really, you know, really struggled with that. But again, we've talked about that. It's like, how do you find these ways that you can gather in small circles that are feeling safe? We've done the outdoor movie night a couple times this summer.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. Totally awesome. So just took our projector, took the screen and did and ran movies. So it was awesome. We watched the Blues Brothers on one of the ones and I don't remember the other, but it was good.
And that's, you know, I think that, you know, people need to get creative with how you retain sanity right now. And you're in, you know, and that, like I said, that degree of normalcy that you need that fills your soul. Because for a while there, I think that's part of what many of us struggle with is letting go of all these things that feed our souls. I mean, we're not traveling. We're not going to outdoor concerts, outdoor, you know, we're not going to movies. Mm-hmm. You know, so many things that you think about right now that we've had to put on hold. That are things that feed our soul. So I'm all about how can you be feeding your soul as best you possibly can, keeping in mind your safety and the safety of others, but how do you try to get back to that some semblance of normalcy that keeps your soul fed?
Yeah. You know, one of the ones we did this summer was an outdoor drive-in concert. And my husband and I are big concert goers. We love, you know, we live not very far from Red Rocks Amphitheater. So we have seen some incredible shows at Red Rocks. Ugh. And so we love music. And that was just such a when they hosted a drive-in concert, we were like, it was a community thing and it was small little bands. And, in fact, it was a Cars cover band for the, you know, I mean, it was just
oh, fun,
totally, you know, but it was so much fun and we were just so happy. We had a picnic in the car and, you know, it was in a beautiful mountain valley and it was just so much fun. So, you know, I absolutely look for these creative ways and jump on them. I mean, we jumped on those tickets for the drive-in concert the moment they came out. Cause it was like, oh my gosh, we can go to a concert. We can be real. So much fun. So much.
Yeah. Yes. And it's just, you know, I would say to everybody, just keep looking for those ways. Keep looking for the ways that feed your soul. You know, it could be your daily ritual and something as simple as a warm cup of coffee in the morning and, you know, getting some cuddles with your dogs all the way to what we, you know, what we've just shared. I mean, Doug and I, we took a getaway to Mexico 2 weeks ago and we felt perfectly safe at awesome. Every step along the way. It was a retreat that we know and love and have been to many times, but we, oh God, I can't even tell you how that fed my soul. I was like, ooh, I used my passport.
Yay.
Yay. But I mean, there are some ways to do it and everybody has to do what is it within their level of comfort. And right. I honor that and I cherish that and I encourage that. But with whatever is in your level of comfort, I would say do what you can to feed your soul.
Yeah, absolutely. We did the road trip to Oregon, which was awesome. So, and stayed on the coast. So that was our little outing on that. So that was awesome. So I want to dig into, and I know this is what you're going to be talking about at Ignite. And so anyone who is tuning in and wants to really get Tamara's really deep wisdom on retreats, please join us at Ignite. But tell us a little bit. I mean, I personally have always loved incorporating retreats into my horse, into my business. I bring my horses into retreats. We've got our riding retreat, writing a book retreat. And so we've got all different ways that I've been bringing retreats into my business from the very beginning. And so many of our listeners and so many of people at Ignite are incorporating retreats into their business, or they want to, right? I mean, this is such a beautiful way to go deep into a relationship with our clients. And I know that you teach a lot about this being an intricate part of our business, bringing more clients and more money into our business. Give us a little highlight synopsis of why you're so passionate about this.
Well, it's for me, it's twofold. So I told you that I got very laser clear on my mission and my vision. And I will share with you that for me, retreats are a platform for really doing the two things that I'm here to do in this lifetime. And that is to really support the work. I call them my light workers. So those coaches, those healers, those transformation leaders that are called to affect positive change in the lives of their clients. So to really give them a platform where they can really take their gifts and their wisdom to the deepest expression. So that's number one. Number two is really giving them that platform to do that deeper work with their clients and the participants that come on retreat. And in so doing, in so affecting that change, that growth, that healing, raising the collective consciousness of the planet. So that's really the two things I feel I'm here to do, and that I feel retreats are a beautiful platform for doing. Now, the one thing I'm very clear about is that's kind of the deep dive mission, but I also want to see the light workers, my healers, my transformation leaders be profitable in their business. You cannot be in service if you do not have a business. Great. And you cannot be in business unless you are making profit.
so true.
Yeah, and you know, and energy is just this beautiful exchange. Money, rather, is this beautiful, just energetic exchange, right? Money going out, money coming in, and it's a beautiful energetic exchange. And people who cherish your gifts, cherish your wisdom, will gladly pay you and exchange that energy with you to learn and grow with you and from you. So, revenue, how retreats help build revenue is a few different ways. There's profit that you can make from the retreat itself. So profit that you build into the price of the retreat, but there's also longer term advantages that come with taking people away on an experience like a retreat and doing this deeper bonding. My talk is called The Business of Bonding. So where I go with that, and I'll talk more about it in Ignite, is really how retreats lead to these lifelong raving fans. They almost become like family, your inner tribe. And they are the ones who are going to bring you repeat business. They're the ones who are going to walk gladly into your upsell offers. They're going to re-enroll in your programs. So they're going to bring you more revenue over time. And they're also going to bring referrals and more clients over time. It's a proven fact. So we're going to really dive into the client retention and client loyalty aspects that come with the retreat experience and how those lead to more revenue. So there's the upfront profit from the retreat itself, but there's these longer term revenue building aspects of retreats that I'm going to touch on. So, and feel free if that wasn't clear to ask me more, but I'm really going to delve more into this in the talk that I do during Ignite.
It's perfect. It's totally perfect. And I think that I'm so excited to learn from you, so excited to have you there. So it's going to be amazing. And I can't wait to go deeper with all of that with you.
Me too, Cammie. I'm really excited for Ignite. And I hope for all of those listeners who haven't signed up yet, please come. It's going to be three amazing, amazing, amazing days.
Yes, I can't wait. So what are you looking forward to most in 2021? I think I might have an idea, but let's hear it.
Okay, if I can be completely honest, I'm looking forward to us getting back to gathering, both on a personal and a professional level. And I am really looking forward to us getting back to traveling. So I would like to see, you know, whether it be through a vaccine or through the COVID-19 virus eventually kind of disseminating or dissipating, I would like to eventually see us getting the green light to get back to gathering in small groups and having the retreats and personal gatherings coming back. And then I really, really am looking forward to borders opening and having us getting back to travel.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I can't wait. I've actually got some travel plans sitting there going, okay, when am I going to book this? Because this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be just chomping at the bit for that and really looking forward to that. So,
well, I have trips already planned and already on the calendar. So I'm going to manifest and vision them into fruition.
Awesome. I'm going to take a card from you and start doing the same. So, where can people learn more about you, Tamara?
I would say the best place is on the Journey Work Retreats website, and it's no tricky spelling. It's www.journeyworkretreats.com. That's where we can find out more, and that's how you can get in touch with me.
Awesome. Awesome. The final question I always close with are, what three pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience today?
I would say, number one, in whatever faith you practice, go up and in for the answers and don't look for them on the outside. You always have to follow your own heart, and that's how you do it, is go up and in for the answers. Number two is, in keeping with that, when you get those answers, keep the faith. You mentioned it, trust. Trust is really important. So once you get those answers, journal, meditate, do what you need to do to really keep focused on trusting the message that you've received. And I would say, you know, number three is, it kind of goes back to, if I may, I was thinking about this, the serenity prayer. And there's so much that we cannot, that's out of our control right now. But the serenity prayer is, you know, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And so I would say, follow your inner wisdom. And in what we were talking about a minute ago, find the ways that are within your control to feed your soul.
So beautiful. Tamara, I am so honored to know you and so excited to have you as a speaker at Ignite. And I look forward to continuing to play with you for many years to come.
Likewise, Cami. Likewise. And I'm so excited for Ignite coming up. I just can't wait.
We'll see you soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care, everyone.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business for impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at camigelner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.